Very much so. We have a very strong record in Ireland of, thankfully, not losing anybody between the red and yellow flags on our lifeguarded beaches in living memory. And obviously Donegal, I mean, has got wonderful beaches, lots of lifeguards out there, and so you've got many sites in which to enjoy the swimming, you know, around Donegal. It's a great facility to have. The local authority there have been very, very good in ensuring that there's properly qualified, tested and trained Irish Water Safety trained lifeguards on the beaches, and they've done a marvellous job over many, many years to ensure the public's safety on them.
Now, as a result of water temperatures and other factors, we are seeing an increase in potentially dangerous jellyfish. Most of the reports seem to be further down the country, but I presume it's not exclusive to those areas, and you have a warning in that regard.
Very much so. It's that time of the year now where the water temperatures are quite high. Not quite the highest they'll be for the season, but very, very close to it. And with the westerly winds, the prevailing westerly winds we've had over the last number of weeks, and the North Atlantic drift, you know, where these jellyfish come up, whilst they're down in the south at the moment, the Portuguese man of war have been recorded before up in Donegal, as have the lion's mane jellyfish, which is another very, very dangerous one. But the Portuguese man of war is around at the moment, and what I would say about it is it's a particularly dangerous one because it's got very, very long tentacles, somewhere between 10 metres and 50 metres long. And what's difficult about it is the tentacles, which are designed for paralysing and killing fish, they're full of venom. And so even when the jellyfish dies and he's is sort of swept up on the beach, those tentacles can be very, very long, you know, in excess of 100 feet long. So it's very easy for somebody to walk on them or children to when they're playing in the sand to get stung by them. The pain is quite excruciating, so you need to be, treat this thing, you know, quite seriously. And unfortunately, the safest way of getting rid of the venom out of your affected part of the body, with your hand or your foot, is to put it into the hottest water that you possibly can bear to try and dissolve that venom out of the system. If you get very badly stung by them, then really you would need to go to hospital because they are that dangerous. They certainly go to your local GP. And similarly too with the lion's mane jellyfish. But the Portuguese man of war, how you recognise it is that it's got this gas-filled bladder, on the surface, which sails along on the surface of the water, and it looks like an old sailing ship, and that's why it is called the man of war. The lion's mane is a larger jellyfish, and it's more traditional looking. It's quite sort of browny, light browny colour. Varies in colour slightly, but can be right up to almost, about a 3/4 metre in diameter. So it's a very big jellyfish, again with very long tentacles, and also it can bring on anaphylactic shock. So both those two jellyfish are ones that are particularly dangerous to our bathers and the people who enjoy our beaches.